you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. And if you missed any portion of today, please go get the podcast. In fact, if you podcast with us through iTunes, would you stop over on iTunes and give us a little review of how you use the podcast and how it's helpful for you? And then if you're a SoundCloud user, if you wouldn't mind doing the same thing, that'd be terrific. It'd help other people understand the value of the show and what it is. But every single day, trying to get you up to speed on the most important stories and helping you understand what they mean and kind of why it matters to the world, but all before you get home. So thanks. You can do that again. Kevin McCullough Radio. Look for it on iTunes or on SoundCloud. Subscribe and then give us a review. That would be really, really helpful. All right. Finally, today, on Tuesday, a Democrat in the House of Representatives in Ohio. So it's the Ohio State House tried to remove what she called protections for black women from a heartbeat bill that's designed to protect black babies. She argued that allowing black mothers to kill their unborn babies, even if their babies have a detectable heartbeat, would help America move beyond the dehumanizing legacy of slavery. Janine Boyd, an African-American woman, filed an amendment stating that African-American women shall be exempt from the requirements in sections 2919 to 29 whatever of the revised code. And she defended it, saying it would reverse slavery. She said, "I consider the slave trade and how black slaves were considered like cattle and put out to stud in order to create generations of more slaves. I consider how many masters raped their slaves, how many masters forced their slaves to have abortions, and I consider how many pregnant slaves self-induced abortion so they would not contribute children they have to this slave system." So let me get this right. The heartbeat bill would actually protect black children. But this black woman wants to exempt black women from protecting black children. And in making that argument, she's saying she's overturning the legacy of slavery. No surprise here. She's a Democrat. And she's about as smart as a Democrat. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.